dream of peace being spread over the land. Amen. And a dream of more sunshine. Thank you, Dina, for all the sunshine you're giving us today. Thank you so much. That. I heard someone say at the village, when you put aside your job and go into retirement, then your ministry really begins. So as I introduce today, with pleasure, Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck, I can definitely say that he fits into that category. Paul was the Dean of SCE Education at Unity Village for over a decade, and he had no small part of me deciding on the ministry path. So it's your fault, basically, but my first class, huh?
You're welcome.
My first class at the village was metaphysics with Paul way back in the day, 2010. And there's a couple common themes that you hear throughout the Unity movement about Paul Hasselbeck is they say, my favorite teacher in SCE was Paul Hasselbeck. And I'm like, why is that? And the common kind of answer is, well, he really stretches you. And I think you'll be stretched today, but certainly in your way of teaching classes, inviting people, even super encouraging people to have dialogue in the class, even what some might call a debate. That happens in your classes. So it's very exciting to be in his classes. So without further ado, it is my honor to introduce Dr. Reverend Paul Hasselbeck to the stage.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Yes, so I used to be sort of a representative going around the country for Unity, and I would give you greetings from the mothership, but I can still do that, but I don't call myself retired. I say I'm job free now. Yeah, and I'm sort of, so this is using your beloved minister's words for me. I'm a hired gun. That was a great email. Sorry, I hear you're a hired gun now. Okay, I'll take that on. So I do a internet radio program every week called Metaphysical Romp 2. I co-host it with a couple friends of mine. And we always begin with this affirmation. It's another beautiful day in my consciousness. Will you join me in knowing that? Let's say it together. It's another beautiful day in my consciousness. Let's add a little more energy together. It's another beautiful day in my consciousness. Yeah, I can see that. Can you see it, your friends? Look around. It is a beautiful day, right? Yeah. So I'm going to be sharing today about Unity and A Course in Miracles, short story. I really started on my new thought path with A Course in Miracles, and because of that, I found Unity in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And so let's get going. So my background was with A Course in Miracles. I loved the teachings. And when I got to Unity Village to study to become a Unity minister, I thought, sure, I'd find something in the archives or in the library where someone actually invested the time to compare the two teachings. But I couldn't find it. And I kept wondering why that hasn't happened. Someone surely would sit down and compare these. Where is it? I want it. I want to find it. Why hasn't somebody done this? And then after a period of time, a student came to study. His name is Bill Heller. He's the co-author of my book. And he came into my office one day to talk to me because he knew I had this Course in Miracles background. And we were sharing, and he said the same thing. And I said, I've been wondering that for years. And he said, well, why don't we do it together? What a great idea. Because what I know, and I want you to know this for yourself, there's a basic thing, that when you keep getting an idea, it's not for somebody else to do. I know some of you don't want to hear that, because we get these ideas and we want to go, not me, but remember, Moses did that. He did pretty well eventually. So if you're having something that you're wanting someone else to do, it's probably yours to do, so just step up, will you? Because it ain't going to let go. So we started this journey thinking it would take us a year. It took us eight. 8 years to put this little puppy together. So that's sort of the background, the overview. We're going to go into Unity's five basic principles. That's a good place to start. So you're going to get a review of that and a little different perspective and the same from Course in Miracles. It's important we look at the distinctions between the two because they're not exactly the same. And then some of the distinctions create a synergy, which is really important. And we're going to wrap it up with just one thing. Just one thing. If you do this one thing, your life will be better. Are you ready to romp? Because this is a romp. Okay, here we go. All right. So I always like to begin with this because the most interesting thing I discovered when I first walked in the doors of Unity Church, besides feeling at home, anybody feel that? Feeling at home, okay, is that I realized that while I was sitting there, the minister wasn't expecting to force feed me a belief system she was telling me some ideas, and she didn't want me to check my brain cell at the door or my intellect outside. She wanted to bring it in so we could learn something, okay? And so this is a quote I found from Charles Fillmore in some of the unpublished works. We have to develop in ourselves the capacity to know ourselves, right? Self-awareness, self-knowing is key to spiritual growth. Another can suggest things, which I'm going to be doing today and in my classes, but we have to take the suggestion and apply it to our own understanding. So, do you have your brain cell engaged today? Yes. All right, we're going to romp. So when we look at the Course in Miracles and Unity in the big picture, they both use Christian terminology. If you look at our historic writings, the wonderful texts of Myrtle and Charles Fillmore and other writers, we're very Christian in nature. And we've got to really own that. The other thing is that both the Course and Unity use male-centric language. Well, what does that mean? That means that references to God are usually male. But that doesn't mean that our founders or the Course in Miracles are speaking about a male deity or a male God. Myrtle Fillmore famously said in their book, How to Let God Help You, God is not a being with parts like a man. I think she winked there. God is principle. Neither male nor female. So God, in the big picture, is this principle that we use to manifest our lives. The language in both sounds dualistic, but they're really talking about a non-dualistic system. That's why we say there's only one power and one presence. So that means there's not an opposing devil or something against God or against us. But it also says that if there is only one power and one presence, tag, you must be it too. Right? You got to be it, because if you think you have a power that arises and separate from God, then you're in a dualistic system. You with me? Yeah, so when you read that every Sunday, claim it. And then the really cool thing is both use affirmations and denials, which is a major tool. Most of you probably know about affirmations and denials, but in case you're new, a denial is a statement where we renounce the power a belief has over us, or we renounce a power that we've actually given to a belief or thought we no longer want. So this is how we remove our erroneous thinking, so we can use an affirmation to claim the thoughts and ideas we want to replace it. This is how we raise consciousness. We raise consciousness by increasing the overall quality of our thoughts moment by moment. So let's get going. One power, one presence. I just talked about that. In Unity, God is absolute good, everywhere present. I didn't have room to put that long one. In A Course in Miracles, we read, God is all in all in a very literal sense. All being is in him who is all being. So you can see it's saying the same thing. God is everywhere, totally present. Principle two, in the original form, yours is different. I actually like yours better. But this is how it was originally written. Human beings have a spark of divinity within them, the Christ spirit within. Their very essence is of God, and therefore they are inherently good. I think Course in Miracles says the same thing, but says it better. Deep in your mind, the Holy Christ in you is waiting your acknowledgement as you. Did you know that? that there is this Christ presence within you, and it can't force anything on you, so you have to acknowledge it. And what I don't like about the original unity statement, folks, it isn't a drop, it isn't a speck, it isn't a wave, it isn't a spark. If God is everywhere totally present, then that divinity is totally present and available in consciousness at the point of view. It seems like a spark because that's all we're using. You guys are with it. Yeah. Okay, third principle. Human beings create their experience by the activity of your thinking. Have you noticed that? Yeah. Everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. Everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. A Course in Miracles says it this way. Whatever thoughts you accept into your mind has reality for you. It is your acceptance of that that makes it real. All thinking produces form at some level. Have you noticed that? Because that's really, really important to get that our stinking thinking gets us one result, and our enlightened higher thinking gets us another thought. To me, it's a no-brainer which we really want to choose. So let's talk about prayer. Unity says prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind. For me, I wouldn't call it a connection. It heightens my awareness of God mind. Prayer heightens my awareness of it. You can never be disconnected from that which you are. I'm going to say that again. You can never be disconnected from that which you are. You can make it up that way. You can act like you are. You can think you're a spark. But that doesn't nullify the truth. And therefore, brings forth wisdom, healing, prosperity, and everything good. Ah, there's that word, prosperity. You want to learn more about that? There's a class coming up. Okay? It's very important. Okay? So it's from that awareness of our divinity, we can heal. We can be more prosperous. A Course in Miracles says it this way. True prayer must avoid the pitfall of asking to entreat. Ask rather to receive what is already given, to accept what is already there. To accept what is already there. Are you getting the theme going here? It's already there. You don't have to ask for it. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to be good to get it. You're not going to use it, lose it if you're bad. It's there. That's what you are. Okay? And in unity, we do not entreat. We're not asking God. We're moving to the awareness of God. We're moving to the awareness of our innate divinity and claiming what is already true. And then the last principle, knowing and understanding the laws of life, also called truth, are not enough. Have you noticed that? I have a friend who did a talk. It was entitled, "Take My Advice, I'm Not Using It." Right? Apparently some of you are familiar with that. Right? So I can know lots of things, but if I don't use it, it's just babble. A person must also live the truth that he or she knows. And folks, you're here to know the truth and use it, right? Yeah, and I'm getting a real sense of that in this congregation. You're doing it in the ways in which you're reaching out and helping each other. A Course in Miracles, a theoretical foundation such as the text provide is necessary, yet it is doing the exercises that will make the goal of the course possible. So in the Course in Miracles, you have 365 lessons which are designed to shift your consciousness, which is a process of using the truth you're learning about in the Course in Miracles. And wait till you see why that is so important. So it's important we talk about the distinctions, and one of them is around the ego. There is in our common cultural knowledge today that the ego is something bad. And much of the writing of the Course in Miracles actually supports that. In fact, it says the ego is idolatry, the sign It should be the sign of a limited and separate self, born in a body, doomed to suffer, and to end its life in death. Whew. Pathetic, isn't it? I mean, wow. Wow. And the course emphasizes this because it's important we know about the downside. However, Unity does have a teaching that's that way. It's called the adverse ego, and this is how Fillmore talked about it. When the ego attaches itself to sense consciousness, that means when we have an outer orientation instead of an inner, we have an outside in instead of an inside out way of living. This is known as the adverse ego. It is the adverse ego that causes all the trouble in the world. Not only in the world, folks, but in you, in your consciousness. You see, we're always afraid about what we're going to put out because we're going to get it back. You're too late. What you put out is already in. I mean, isn't it? What you put out is already in. And every time you put it out, you're reinforcing it in your consciousness by the law of mind action. Stop. However, Unity has another way to look at the ego. I call it the supportive ego. And Fillmore said this, the ego is man. The ego is humankind. And by reason of his divinity, okay, you've got it now that you're divine, right? By reason of his divinity, he makes and remakes as he wills. Do you notice you do that? You can remake and remake your life until you get it the way you want it. In this lie his greatest strength and his greatest weakness. The ego of itself is possessed of nothing. It is a mere ignorant child of innocence, floating in the mind of being. See, the ego isn't something separate out there. It's just a belief system in your consciousness, and your consciousness is in the oneness of the mind. But through the door of it, through the door of the ego's consciousness, or that part of you that thinks it's an ego, must pass all the treasures of God. What does that say? Without your ego, you'd be like a boneless chicken. Just flopped over that fence. Now, who here wants to be a boneless chicken, right? You need your ego. I can't get up here. You can't do your beautiful singing. We need our egos. We just need to get rid of that adverse part. And this is an important one around the body. God did not make, so this is from A Course in Miracles, God did not make the body. Because the body, it is destructible, and therefore it is not of the kingdom. The body is the symbol of what you think you are. It is clearly a separation device, and therefore does not exist. That's almost as big a downer as the ego, for A Course in Miracles, right? What? This doesn't exist? Oof. Okay, but the important thing is that God doesn't make the body, and in traditional religions, God made the body. There's something similar, though, in Unity. The body is the outer expression of consciousness, the precipitation of the thinking part of man, not the precipitation of the thinking part of God. God created the idea of the body of man as a self-perpetuating, self-renewing organism, which man reconstructs into his personal body. God creates the body idea. I would say God is the body idea or divine idea, and man, by his thinking, makes it manifest. See, consciously or unconsciously, we are manifesting our physical bodies. God is the idea we're using to do that. So in Unity, God is involved. In Course in Miracles, not at all. So there's a quite important distinction there. And then let's talk about the synergy. So in Unity, the most focus is on developing Christ consciousness. And the tool we use that is called the 12 powers, which I'm going to be teaching next week. How do we use these 12 innate abilities to raise our consciousness, to raise the overall quality of our thoughts, ideas, and beliefs and images we hold in mind? The Course in Miracles is focused on undoing the ego's belief system. So I would say the undo the adverse ego. Now, Unity talks about the adverse ego, but emphasis is on Christ consciousness. Course in Miracles talks about getting rid of the adverse ego, but there is plenty of teaching about raising consciousness. So you can see with them each having a different emphasis, working together might be a helpful thing. And then we get to nothing else matters if you do just this one thing. Astrology doesn't matter. Karma doesn't matter. Even your beliefs don't matter. Past lives don't matter. Whatever, if you believe in making these arrangements with others before you come in, none of that matters. If you do this one thing, and this is the thing I love the most about both, because it will make your life simple. Are you ready for simple? Unity says it first this way: be the best you can be, the best Christ you can be. Of Course in Miracles says everything is either love or a call for love. Everything is either love or a call for love. What does that mean? That means that no matter how anybody is interacting with you, they're either expressing love to you or in an indirect, unskillful way asking you to love them. So if someone is showing up in a way you don't like, underneath that, they're really saying, please love me. Now that is simple. Because if everything is either an expression of love or a call for love, then what are we called to do?
Love.
Okay? Our ego wants to say, well, with James, I have to be this way. With Dina, I have to be this way. With you, I have to be that way. And with you, oh my God, I don't even want to be with you. You know what I'm saying? Right? Right? Simple. I love this. So let me tie the connection better. So in Unity, we'd be looking at Scripture, and we know from Matthew in two places, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And you know now what you're loving is your capital S self, your divinity. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You should love your neighbor and your ego also. You know, killing off the ego is not a good thing. And then the other scripture is love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So if we're to love the Lord your God, love your neighbors, love yourself, love your enemies, who's left? Right? We're just called to love. That's what this wonderful little bracelet is about. Okay? I am love. I am love. So before I go to this last slide, I want to propose to you that in Unity we have this thing called chemicalization, where if we are really being the love we are, we will chemicalize the opposite. We'll bring up into our own awareness anything that gets in the way of us doing that. And it comes up not because we're doing something wrong, it comes up because we're doing something right. And it's evidence that we're doing our work. Then our job is to then clear whatever that negativity is. And since the human race is made up of a lot of individuals, there must be something called a cultural or worldwide chemicalization. And I propose to you that what's happening today in the world around us, whether it's our local politics or all the violence we see or war and all that, what if we saw it as a chemicalization? Because what a lot of people do when this stuff happens is they turn their love down. They turn love, they withdraw. And really, it's all a call for love. Everything's love or a call for love. And at that very moment, when we want to go stop, as the very moment, we want to turn within and turn up our love. Become more aware of our love. So whenever you're seeing any of that stuff going on, doesn't mean that there aren't things we have to do in the outer world, but it definitely means you have to start with doing something in your inner consciousness called turning up your awareness of love. And love, friends, is not something you have, it's something you are. This doesn't say I have love. You don't have love. You're divine. You are love. So as a reminder, we have to know for ourselves and we have to apply it to our understanding. So you have a little knowing now that you are this love. It's not something you have. It's not something you own. It's not something you can lose. You have it in the sense that you are it. And so let us take that into meditation. And we take a deep breath. And we close our eyes, letting go of sense consciousness, though it has a very important role. And we pivot our awareness from the outer to the inner, to that inner place where we know that we know there is only one power and one presence. There is only one power and one presence. And tag your it. So I invite you to grow your awareness of it now with simply adding a sense of gratitude and appreciation. In a very fundamental way, you are what you seek. You are the truth you've been looking for. Yes, you are divine at the very core of your beingness. So I invite you now to say to yourself, I am love. And as you say it, make sure you feel. You feel and know you are love. You know that you know that you know you are love. I am love. So let's rest now for a little while in the silence of that knowing. And now let's say it together. I am love. And maybe you'd like to put your hand over your heart. Love is not something you have. Love is something you are. Let's say it again. I am love. Now we're going to add a little more energy to it using the power of life together. I am love. A little more. I am love. Now let's say it with dominion, with authority together. I am love. And now let's blow the roof off by adding zeal together. I am love. And so you are. And so I am, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Paul, as our ushers prepare, and even rocking Beverly's bracelet, she will be happy. And so what you're saying is, I'm not a spark.
You're not a spark.
Okay. Can I say eternal spark?
You are a timeless spark.
Timeless spark. See, it's already happening. See that? More than.
Is this man just a spark?
Will you let him know it?
Thank you, Paul, so much. You're going to be in the hallway afterwards, right? Do you have any books left?
Yes.
Good, good. And because I realized that you, as Lisa Walker told us in the earlier service, 12 Powers is the class you took with you that changed your life.
Yes.
And you're also teaching Unity Meets A Course in Miracles. So how many of you before today was sort of confused about how Unity and Course in Miracles lined up? I was. How many of you are still confused? You don't have to raise your hand. All the more reason they should talk to you about the class coming up this week, the SCE, and also talk to Lisa Walker out there in the hallway at the SCE desk, which I think may be adjacent to the landscaping fundraiser desk if you want to get involved with that and help landscape.
Next